You just said their loyalists are involved in human trafficking, didn't you?
I did, yes. Yeah.
To what extent?
Well, around prostitution schemes and internal trafficking within the UK, for example. It's another element of organised crime. A large number of
that
these...
That sounds like a mafia-type organisation, well, nothing to do with politics.
Well, it's not, and I'm not pretending that it does. A large
So it is
amount,
a mafia-type?
Well, I wouldn't rate them that highly, frankly. what I would say
what
is
What are
that,
they? How would you describe them?
I would say that they are organised crime groups that still carry the flag of loyalist paramilitaries. That's how I would describe them. And they're disparate, they're disaggregated. I think the leadership of these paramilitary groups at the top level aren't necessarily agreeing or condoning or authorising any of this activity, but lots of these splinter groups in specific areas are effectively just organised crime groups.
And we're
going to pursue them to take their assets off them, to gather evidence against them, to lock them up, and to unashamedly make their life difficult, because they're a scourge on these communities.
And they're still extorting money out of businesses? Is the racketeering still going on? Protection money?
There is still evidence of that happening.
So they're not that disorganised, Chief Constable?
Well, I've said they're operating effectively as organised crime groups under a flag of convenience of loyalist paramilitary groups in some cases.